I'm speaking to Dr. Stephanie Meachley from the Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape. Doctor, what is climate change?
Climate change is a very long-term change in average climate across the world. That is, by now we know for 99% certain, caused by human activities. There have always been climate shifts over long geological periods, but we're now talking about human-induced climate change, and that is over a long period of time, so average conditions, as opposed to day-to-day or even season-to-season short-term changes.
And what is the impact that climate change can have on agriculture in South Africa?
It depends on where you are in South Africa and what the historical climate is. So in South Africa, we have a very wide range of climate. So I am in the Western Cape. We have a very concentrated rainfall in the winter, so the winter rainfall climate. Then we have areas that are year-round rainfall, and then we have the large parts of the interior with the summer rainfall. And the climate systems across the country are very different. And so the climate models that capture what's going to happen in future also show very different changes across the country. And of course, then we have different types of agriculture across the country. And, you know, your grains, your maize, wheat, soybeans, those are summer crops. They're usually rain-fed, and they are very, very sensitive in the summer rainfall areas to rainfall patterns and temperature. Whereas in other areas, like in the Western Cape, we have irrigated tree crops, you know, citrus and apples and vineyards. And, you know, those crops grow in summer, but only under irrigation. And so water is a really important factor, as well as temperature. And then, of course, we've got livestock. You know, livestock is also sensitive to extremes of heat, especially, and lack of water. So one can't generically say that agriculture everywhere is going to be negatively impacted, but we know of certain parts of agriculture, depending on conditions, and that could be very seriously impacted.
And Doctor, when we look at drought-stricken areas such as the Northern Cape, how can climate change affect that province?
Well, the projections, the modelling for that area is, in terms of, let's just say, with temperature, because there's more certainty around what the models are telling us for temperature. So the models are very good at capturing the climate system there. And what we're already seeing and what the models are telling us is that there's definitely relatively rapid warming. So temperatures are going up in all the seasons. Extremes of temperature are going up. We've got, you know, fewer cold nights, more hot days. So in the Northern Cape, the projections for the future are not good for temperature. The models are showing that we would expect about a 3-degree increase from, you know, pre-industrial temperature before we started affecting the climate. So 3 degrees is a lot. That really has a significant impact, for example, on evaporation, on water loss from the soil and so on. If we look at rainfall for that area, it's not at all sure, not even what direction the rainfall might go. The models are not in agreement. So we'll find that we can't even really pick up a trend yet, because when, you know, in very low rainfall areas, there's so much variability that you really need centuries of data to actually pick up a trend. You know, we get really, you know, rainy seasons, and then we get droughts again, and they're all affected by El Nino and so on. So it gets a bit difficult to find that signal. But the models are suggesting that rainfall could stay pretty much the same. And there are even a few models that suggest that rainfall could go up in those areas. But what is of concern is that, irrespective of, you know, whether rainfall goes up a little bit, the warming could actually just wipe that out because of evaporation and the drying of the soil, for example. I think people are generally now very aware of the problem and accept that something has to be done. And I think just being open to, you know, finding out where to find information that is suitable for their area, who to speak to, you know, people who are knowledgeable on the science and what is happening, and then also some of the technologies that are becoming available, some of the approaches to farming that are seen to be good for adaptation to climate change. You know, just making themselves aware, finding out, you know, talking to other farmers, what works, what doesn't work, and just over time, making themselves more resilient. I think just that awareness is already very important. And then I think the next step is to actually measure what's going on in the farm. So measuring the carbon footprint of all the activities, measuring the carbon in the soil, seeing how you can start improving it over time, and just keeping good records. We can call it a crisis. It really is something to be taken really seriously now, and it is worldwide being taken very seriously. And I think we, if we don't adapt, then we're going to be left behind. But I think there are a lot of opportunities in South Africa to continue farming and just, you know, using the science that's available and the expertise to figure out how to do that.
And that was Dr. Stephanie Midgley from the Department of Agriculture in the Western Cape.